The jury found Abdul Nasser Bembrika, a Muslim cleric, guilty of planning to stage a violent religious war in Melbourne 3 years ago. Five of his followers were convicted of forming a terrorist organisation. The court was told that Bembrika's group had planned to attack a high-profile Australian rules football match in Melbourne that attracted almost 100,000 fans. The prosecution also said the men had discussed killing the former Australian Prime Minister John Howard and identified railway stations as possible targets. The cleric allegedly told his supporters that it was permissible to kill women, children and the elderly. Prosecutors said the plot was aimed at forcing the Australian government to pull its troops out of Iraq. The case against the suspects relied heavily on telephone conversations that were intercepted by the authorities. The defendants denied the charges, but were found guilty after the jury had deliberated for 4 weeks. All face life in prison, and they'll be sentenced later. An appeal is likely. Defence lawyers said it was the suspects' bravado that led them to discuss violent attacks, but insisted they had no ability to carry them out. Bembrika's lawyer, Remy van der Weyl, says the trial has taken its toll on his client.
He has been, I think, very stressed throughout these entire proceedings. I'll speak to him in the next day or so and he can let me know what he wants to do.
Four other men were found not guilty of terrorism charges, among them 23-year-old Majed Raad. His lawyer, Gerard Mullally, is happy with the verdict.
Glad for Majed Raad that the ordeal is over and that he can now go home and resume his life.
The jury is still considering verdicts on two more defendants. The judge has warned jurors not to let any prejudice they may hold towards Muslims cloud their judgment when deciding the case. Australia has never suffered a terrorist attack, and the government lists current threat levels as medium. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.